Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. A big shout out to our producer holding it down, doing a damn good job tonight. Shout outs to Jack Stern holding it down in New York City. Thank you to everybody listening and on your local affiliate. You could be tuned in on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on SiriusXM channel 158. Or you could be tuning in on a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. If you missed the first half of the show, shame on you. Maybe you at work. Maybe you were getting money. Maybe you were chilling. Maybe you just got into your car and now I'm here. Good for you. Now we're here together. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone line is simple. 855-212-4CBS. And if you want to find me online on the internet, I am at JR Sport Brief. It's been a busy day, a busy night, a busy Wednesday. You know, unfortunately, maybe if you haven't heard by now, Puerto Rico beat the Dominican Republic in the World Baseball Classic, and that's not the biggest news. Edwin Diaz, the New York Mets star closer, he was injured during the celebration. You know, the players, I'm sure you've seen the scene before, jumping up and down, hopping up and down following a victory. Puerto Rico was off the side of the mound, had a bunch of players celebrating, and Edwin Diaz went crashing to the ground. His leg was also seemingly going in the wrong direction when he was escorted and walked off of the field, of which he could not put any pressure on his leg. It was going the wrong direction. The New York Mets, they have pretty much said that he is going for imaging tomorrow. And Steve Gelbs covers the New York Mets. He says it is a right knee injury for Edwin Diaz. And just sucks. Sucks that this was a freak injury. It stinks that this took place during the World Baseball Classic. And Met fans have to be besides themselves at this point. I have the video on my Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. If you can safely go take a look. If your ass is driving, spare yourself. Don't go out there and do it. Of course, earlier today, we learned, we just talked about this on the other side of the break, Ja Morant, it looks like he will be back this season for the Memphis Grizzlies. He's gearing up for a playoff run and stretch. He's been suspended for 8 games, of which he is not being paid. He's costing himself about $670,000, so approximately $700,000. He's probably costing himself $40 million in the long run. Not making an All-NBA team this season will affect his upcoming contract, which will kick in later on this year. So instead of making about $230,000 over the next 5 years, he's going to make close to $190,000. I mean, we splitting hairs here on his $40 million. But the NBA could not find evidence that he carried that gun onto the plane or team property. They couldn't find evidence that it was his gun or his weapon. And so he's only suspended 8 games. I assume he will be back at some point over the next 2 weeks, week and a half, as he's just going to get his conditioning right. He can come back next week, but he's going to wait some time. And then there's the big news that we learned today. Aaron Rodgers spoke with Pat McAfee, and Aaron Rodgers decided to let everybody know that the Green Bay Packers do not want him, that he wants to play for the New York Jets. And so Aaron Rodgers is an inspiration tonight for our top six list. Before we do that, we've had a lot of individuals come through the world of sports for the past forever who are very eccentric, who need attention, who need and crave the spotlight, even when it's already on them. They need more. They find a mechanism to go ahead and find more. And so tonight, this top six list is inspired by Aaron Rodgers. It's very simple. We've had a lot of divas in the world of sports. Well, tonight, I want to give you a top six list of divas in sports who have just stood out to me. We've had a lot. I wanted to narrow it down. So let's not waste any time. Top six divas in sports. Let's play that music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the top six divas in sports. Individuals who can't get out of their own way. Don't want no one to stop talking. Need the attention.
Number six.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into number six. This man is an all-pro. This man is one of the most successful wide receivers of all time. He's third all-time in yards. He's third all-time in touchdowns. He went into the Hall of Fame in 2018. He ain't even go to the ceremony. He did it at his old college. He's been here on the show. I actually like the guy. He's a nice guy. His name is Terrell Owens. I can go down the list. Sit-ups in his front yard in 2005 after being suspended by the Eagles. Beefing with everybody from, oh yeah, his quarterbacks. He might have loved Tony Romo. He loved him. Jeff Garcia felt his wrath. Donovan McNabb felt his wrath for his performance in the playoffs, where maybe he was tired, maybe he was hungover. Terrell Owens has never been someone to hold his tongue. He says what's on his mind. He does a lot of talking, did a lot of talking, and he wasn't ashamed. And so whether he was with the Eagles, the 49ers, the Cowboys, the Bills, the Bengals, building that Hall of Fame career, one of the greatest receivers of all time, he was never shy in speaking. He loved him some him. I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of NFL Films.
All networks! Here I am! It's me! Hey, I can look like this! Dude, get your popcorn ready! Come on now!
And he is making it look easy.
This guy is just simply amazing.
There's a lot of haters in the ESPN booth. So all y'all ESPN, kiss my grits. I know you don't want me to shine, but I'm going to shine anyway. Because I love me some me. Believe it.
I love me some me. That's one of the greatest things I've ever heard a professional athlete say. I love me some me. Top six divas in sports. Terrell Owens is a great human being. I love the guy. Very nice guy. I got him at number six, reluctantly. After number six comes this number.
Number five.
At number five, this guy, I ain't never met him, but I don't like him. I don't. He is a world, forget a diva. He is a world-class jackass. Self-admittedly so. I didn't have to say it. He pretty much said it about himself. I hate this too. He's the all-time leader in home runs for a career in Major League Baseball. It's Barry Bonds. The man who was found guilty for obstruction of justice. The same dude, who that same group couldn't go ahead and conclude whether or not he lied about using PEDs. Yeah, I rubbed it on me. I ain't know what it was. Oh, yeah, I'm lying about the case here, but I don't know what's going on. Oh, yeah, my head got bigger. My hands got bigger. I just used what they gave me. I don't know. And Barry Bonds, throughout the course of his career, was a jerk. He said as much. I want to take you back to 2005. Before you listen to the clip, listen to me. It was 2005. All of this is swirling around Barry Bonds. He's in spring training. Barry Bonds is being peppered and asked questions about his future and what he did and what was going on. And he's telling the media, who are asking him about potential PED use, and Barry Bonds flipped the tables, talking about how everybody has lied, and if y'all a bunch of liars, you can't ask me nothing. Listen to Barry Bonds, 2005.
We just need to go out there and do our jobs, just as you professionals do your job. No, all you guys lied, all of y'all, in a story or whatever, have lied. Should you have asterisks behind your name? All of you have lied. All of you have said something wrong. All of you have dirt. All of you. When your closet's clean, then come clean somebody else's. But clean yours first.
Oh, damn. Excuse me, Barry Bonds. Nobody else is Barry Bonds in that room. Their job is to talk about you. Nobody gives a damn about those writers. That was 2005. Maybe if he wasn't a jackass before 2005, even dating back to the Pirates, maybe Barry Bonds wouldn't have got those questions. And then years later, Barry Bonds admits, oh yeah, I was a jerk. Yeah, my reputation is a result as out of my own behavior. It came from Barry Bonds' own mouth. You want to talk about a diva? Barry Bonds is definitely a diva, and Barry Bonds is also a jerk. Top six divas in sports. Barry Bonds at five. What's the next number?
Number four.
Oh, well, it's the man who inspired this list. It's Aaron Rodgers. I don't got to waste time. We had a caller ask earlier on in the show, why don't people like Aaron Rodgers anymore? Is it just because of his vaccination status and he didn't want to be vaccinated? I'm like, no, bro. Did you hear everything that the man said before then? He complained about the selection of Jordan Love. Oh, they selected Love, and I needed a fourth shot of tequila. Oh, they didn't tell me they were going to get a wide receiver. Oh, woe is me. The man then gets into COVID, and in his being deceptive, couldn't just say, I ain't get the shot. Had to be deceptive about it because I knew the media would control what I say in the narrative. And then he wants to retire, and then he doesn't want to retire. And then he has to think about it. And then he has to go into darkness retreats. And then even last year, there was no darkness retreat, but he held everybody. And then there's the complaining about the receivers. And then there's the, I say this, and I don't care what you think about me, though. So what are you talking for? I ain't never found a guy who's wanted so much attention to sit around with Pat McAfee and collect a check by talking to him. Yeah, it's been reported Aaron Rodgers gets paid for all of those appearances. I thought he was doing it out of the goodness of his heart. But anyway, here's the news from earlier today. This is the biggest news. Aaron Rodgers said, I intend to play for the New York Jets.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Okay.
And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get for me and kind of digging their heels in.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what the trade compensation looks like. I think as an aside as well, Aaron Rodgers, well, you want to talk about why the media don't like him? Well, he says some of the things that they have reported has been wrong. Today, he said Aaron told Adam Schefter, he's like, hey, man, lose my number. Adam Schefter tweeted it out. The hell you messaging me for? You ain't my friend. It was only a few weeks ago on Pat McAfee's show that Aaron Rodgers just said, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, all these guys, they're not a part of my inner circle. They're not a part of my crew. Listen to this.
No, I have no problem with Ian Rappaport, Schefter. I think they're really good at their jobs. When it comes to me, they don't know s***. They really don't. They don't have people in my inner circle who are sources. I can promise you that. And anybody who would talk to them is not in my inner circle.
Yeah, well, Aaron Rodgers is going to be on his way to New York when the Jets and Packers figure out his trade. I can't imagine he nets a first-round pick given his age and the fact that he's not going to be around forever.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention BETUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.
But Aaron Rodgers, he's a star, and he's going to New York. That's where stars go, right? Don't they go to L.A. and New York, I guess? Aaron Rodgers is also a diva. Let's put him up there with the Rockettes. Maybe he'd be less on well, the Rockettes or on divas there. They're stars in their own right. Anyway, let me get out of that. What do we got next? What's the next number?
Number three.
Top six divas in sports. Could you imagine if we put Aaron Rodgers and this next guy in a room? And number three, I'm giving you Kyrie Irving. Oh, my God. Every time he opens up his mouth, he apologizes. I'm going to stay a Celtic. Oh, I'm sorry I said that. Oh, man. Oh, I didn't mean to put out what I put out about the, whatever on my Instagram. He apologized for everything. This man just became a Dallas Maverick. And unprompted, I guess he was just scrolling through social media. Kyrie Irving wanted to go on Twitch. He's been hurt. Luka Doncic has been hurt. And after a loss, I guess sitting in his backyard in the dark with smoke behind him, Kyrie Irving randomly went on Twitch. And he just started people are calling me out. I'm against the media type rant. Listen to this.
If you left it up to NBA Twitter or to sports Twitter or to sports Instagram, you would think that I am the cancer in the locker room. Me. You would think that I'm the cancer in the locker room, as if basketball is an individual sport that one person is supposed to take blame for. It's 15 guys on the team. And I'm the one cancer in the room. That's what it's portrayed as. That's what you guys get. That's what they have fun doing. That's why these older, bitter gentlemen and women keep my name in their mouths every day. See, people thought I was crazy when I said that my name is worth billions to these media corporations. Billions. I don't ask them to talk about me. But they continue. And the reason why I'm explaining this to my tribe is because you guys are seeing it firsthand.
Okay. You're talking. Like, you're talking. And when you talk, a whole lot of nothing comes out. What do you expect people to do? You're one of the best basketball players on earth. And I can't speak, as an overall, I have not heard that he is a cancer to the locker room, but I have heard this, and I know this much. He is never clear in the message that he is trying to deliver. I think Kyrie Irving is a great human being. I think he's a good dude. I also think that he's stubborn. I don't think he's clear in his messaging. I think he is rather random. And I think he puts his foot in his mouth and he has to apologize so many times that it's just like, bro, be careful when you speak because you're putting both feet in your mouth. My name is worth billions to these. What are you talking for, bro? Say something that has substance to it. Say it constructively. And he does a lot of great things in the community. Very charitable, a nice guy, but doesn't know how to run away from attention. Stay off of Twitch. Kyrie Irving, number three, divas in sports. What's the next number?
Number two.
Oh, man. This guy is a diva for the wrong reasons. Talk about wanting it all. First, he predated Aaron Rodgers with the I'm going to retire. I'm going to come back. I'm going to retire. I'm going to come back. I don't want to come back. I want to retire. This is not Aaron Rodgers. This is Brett Favre at number two. And the fact is, I can look at an old instance of Brett Favre being a diva, and I can look at a second instance of him being a diva, and maybe worse. If we go back to basically not too long, maybe about 3 years after Aaron Rodgers was drafted, Brett Favre wanted to leave, and then he wanted to come back. And then he's like, I didn't think I was ready to leave. Can you take me back? It's just a lot. Remember the crying with Brett Favre, all the attention and not ready to quit? He ticked off Mike McCarthy. Listen to this man crying.
I am officially retiring from the NFL. And Green Bay Packers, and I promised I wouldn't get emotional.
Yeah, and then he wanted to come back not too long after that. Yeah, and Packers got sick of his ass, too. They're like, man, what are we doing? Go play for the New York Jets. And he went to the Jets, and then he was broken. And then he went to the Vikings and almost went to a Super Bowl. And it's crap. That's Brett Favre, Hall of Fame quarterback. And then more recently, oh man, you want to talk about being a diva? How about just being selfish, allegedly? What's more selfish, allegedly, than this? I'm sure you heard about this. This is from CBS News with Brett Favre.
Well, tonight, a new development in the largest welfare scandal in Mississippi history. CBS News has exclusively obtained text messages and documents that connect the plan to divert millions of dollars in welfare funds to pet projects of Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre. CBS's Omar Villafranca has the never-before-seen evidence.
This is a game changer.
A new concussion drug backed by NFL legend Brett Favre needed financing, so he turned to his home state of Mississippi, the poorest in the nation.
Allegedly. I don't need Brett Favre coming to sue my ass now. I don't need him suing me. He's suing Pat McAfee. I don't need him suing me. Allegedly. You've heard the story. Brett Favre is like, I need money for my business. Brett Favre is like, oh, my daughter's playing volleyball. Can you build a new court? Where the money coming from? I don't need the public to know where the money's coming from. I don't know where it's coming from. Oh, it's coming from welfare recipients? I don't know that, allegedly. Brett Favre said he ain't do it. Brett Favre knew something was up. He didn't want the media to know. What didn't you want the media to know? Talk about it. Don't hide behind the lawyers. Allegedly. I can tell you what's not alleged. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're talking about the top six divas in sports. I'm going to give you number one. We'll do that on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. It's Wednesday night. It's Thursday morning. I'm trying to move you closer to Thursday morning. And as always, weekly, I brought you a new top six list, except for I didn't share with you number one. We'll get there momentarily. And tonight, I wanted to give you a list of the top six divas in sports. People who have not shunned the spotlight, they have yearned for it. They cannot get out of their own way. They cannot stay out of trouble. They cannot avoid just attention. And so before I share with you number one, let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Terrell Owens, one of the greatest wide receivers in NFL history. But he was always keen to tell everybody, get your popcorn ready. And one of my favorite quotes of all time, I think it's appropriate, especially on Valentine's Day, is, I love me some me. And number five, I gave you Barry Bonds. More than a diva, a self-admitted jerk. And number four, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers inspired this entire list. He loves to talk, and then he loves to say, I don't care what you think, you know, after he speaks. And he does that a lot. And number three, I guess this might be his long-lost spirit brother, maybe. It's Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving hasn't found a Twitch stream or an Instagram Live or an Instagram story that he doesn't love to put vague messages in and then, you know, gets mad when he is misinterpreted. I don't know. And number two, I gave you Brett Favre. Not your typical diva. Well, he did retire and unretire and want to come back and wanted to leave and wanted ice cream and then wanted donuts and then wanted to take a nap and then wanted a bottle. Brett Favre didn't know what the hell he wanted to do. And more recently, allegedly, Brett Favre took some money from his home state that he shouldn't have taken, earmarked for welfare recipients, allegedly. I got Brett Favre on the list at number two. Talk about being a diva. Yeah, he might be an Iron Man and all that other stuff. Yeah, he certainly liked the attention, didn't know how to make up his mind. And so I got Brett Favre at number two, and that leaves us right here with this number.
Number one.
At number one, this man, he don't play no more. He is the ultimate diva. His name is Alex Rodriguez, okay? I don't even know when to start. I don't know where to start. Let's go backwards. Congratulations, Alex Rodriguez. He's still in the process of trying to, you know, buy the Minnesota Timberwolves with his business partner. Good for him. It might take another year to take over majority control of the Timberwolves. Congratulations. This is the same Alex Rodriguez that was pretty much hated by Derek Jeter because he pretty much threw his former friend under the bus by telling everybody how much better than Derek Jeter he was. And even if it was true, Derek Jeter was the one who was winning, man. Just shut up and try to win like him. And just start there. This is the same Alex Rodriguez who, after he used drugs and the Yankees were like, man, we don't want to pay your cheating ass, he decided to sue Major League Baseball and the Yankees to get his monies. It's like, weren't you just out here lying to everybody? This is the same Alex Rodriguez, and we talked about it briefly last night. When he played in New York, this man walked through Central Park and had like a personal photo shoot without his shirt on. Just walking around, A-Rod, no shirt. I got on some jeans and a shirt. Look at me now. It's the same Alex Rodriguez who did a photo shoot in like a dirty, dingy room looking at himself lustfully in a mirror. And then I guess this is the biggest thing that makes Alex Rodriguez a diva. It makes him me, me, me. I will never forget the smugness when Alex Rodriguez sat across from Katie Couric and she asked him specifically, hey, bruh, you been using drugs? Do you remember this? Listen to this clip.
Have you ever used steroids, human growth hormone, or any other performance-enhancing substance?
No.
Have you ever been tempted to use any of those things?
No.
You never felt like, this guy's doing it, maybe I should look into this too. He's getting better numbers, playing better ball.
I've never felt overmatched on the baseball field. I've always been in a very strong, dominant position. And I felt that if I did my work since I was a rookie back in Seattle, I didn't have a problem competing at any level. So, no.
Oh, did you hear that last note, the smugness? You knew he was lying off of that one. Did I ever do this? Did I ever do... So if I ever do this? No. Well, it didn't take too much longer. That was Alex Rodriguez on 60 Minutes, okay? A couple of years after that, sitting down with Peter Gammons, ESPN. That jackass who just lied, he came clean. Listen to this now.
I did take a banned substance. And, you know, for that, I'm very sorry and deeply regretful. And although it was a culture back then and Major League Baseball overall was very, I just feel that, you know, I'm just sorry.
Oh, did you hear the contrition? The apology went on for a few more minutes, but we don't have time to listen to Alex Rodriguez just try to sound remorseful in his story. I don't know how many ways he can say sorry, lo siento. He's sorry. He's one of the biggest divas. New York Mets were like, and they cleared this up, at least they tried. Hey, Alex Rodriguez, you're a free agent, but we don't need 24+1. You don't need your own locker room, your own merchandise tent. You don't need a helicopter dropping you off at a shortstop. No, Alex, you can't do that. Not going to change the name of New York City to Alex City. No, sorry. He is the number one diva that I can remember. He stands out to me and will always be a diva in the world of sports. The phone lines are open to you right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Simple question. When I say diva, who comes to mind? If I'm talking about sports and I say diva, who comes to mind? I could think about some other folks now. You might say LeBron. You might say Conor McGregor. You might say Dion. The phone lines are open. When I say diva in sports, who's one of the biggest that you could think of? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. That's hilarious. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Glad to be here with all of our customers. Y'all ain't customers. Y'all are listeners. We just hanging out. Y'all not even listeners. Y'all come and talk to me. Even sometimes with some of that crazy-ass stuff y'all be saying to me, y'all are still here. Anyway. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I would happen to be JR. Every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. And tonight, I gave you a list of the top six divas in sports. These are individuals who stand out to me. There are tons of folks. I considered everybody. You don't have to say, oh, you forgot this person. Oh, you forgot that person. My ass was sitting around thinking about this. All right? There was about 20 to 30 people that I thought of. And I gave you the people that stand out to me. And at number one, if I got to think about the biggest diva that we have seen, it is Alex Rodriguez. If you missed the entire list, if you have missed all of the explanations, if you missed the audio supporting and everything involved, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Someone who is not a diva. This man just scored 50 points in an NBA game, and he is losing right now. His name is Steph Curry. The Los Angeles Clippers, they're beating the Warriors with about a minute left in the game. Steph Curry is now on the bench. Despite putting up 50 points, he was 8 of 14 from downtown. He was 20 of 28 from the field overall. It's just, he don't make no sense, man. Just 50 points, just dropping it like it's nothing. Congratulations, Steph Curry. Maybe the Warriors will make some noise here in the playoffs, and God knows what the Clippers do with Russell Westbrook. Let's go back to the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. When I say diva, you say who? Greg is calling from Michigan.
Hey,
yes,
can you hear me?
Yeah. Well, your phone, well, let's try again. Your phone sound a little funky. Try again.
Testing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, let's try again, Greg. There's something wrong with your phone line. If you can try to call back, please do. 855-212-4CBS. Let's try this again. Let's go to Alan in Florida. Hey, Alan, when I say diva, you say who?
Pete Rose. He's on the permanent eligibility list, and he's trying to get back on. He denied it with Jim Gray, and then all of a sudden in 2004 he tried to sell a book, so he accepted it in 2004. And the John Dowd report is ironclad proof, indisputable evidence, and he was denying it for a long time. He told Peter Uberoff he bet on football and basketball and racing, but he didn't bet on baseball. And he's been reduced to signing autographs.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win. So here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.
In Cooperstown and in Las Vegas. So you can't put him in. He's trying to campaign. He's been campaigning with so many people, with the Jamadi and Dave Vincent and so Bud Selig and Rob Manfred and
Pete Rose a diva, or is he a gambler and a liar? Which one is it? Or all of it?
He wants attention. He likes to get attention. So he's trying to get as much attention as he can. So I call him a diva. Yes. That's what a diva is.
I can dig it. Yeah. Thank you, Alan. He wants to get into the Hall of Fame. At least he got a goal. He ain't just running his mouth for the hell of it. Let me ask you a more important question. Your ass is still in Florida. When are you going back to Canada? Never?
Yeah, right at the end of the month, July. March 31st.
Oh, and I go you to sound a different sad temper. About I, that.
I go to a different venue every day. I'm going all over the place. I'm going to Tampa, Lakeland, West Palm Beach. I was in Sarasota yesterday. Dunedin, Clearwater. I go to a different place every day. I'm taking in as much action as I can.
So are you driving around? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to different places. I went to, I saw the Orlando Magic play last week, and I saw the Tampa Bay hockey team play last week.
You went to the Amway Center?
Yes, I was there. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that one of the worst arenas? That's one of the worst, wouldn't you say?
I believe so, too. And Church Street Station is closed, too. It's been closed for about 6 years now.
Yeah. Well, Alan, have fun in Florida, and I'm sure when you get back to Canada, everybody will be happy to see you, okay?
And I'll be passing through Atlanta, too. If I hear you're inviting people over, I'll be one of the first to come over there.
No, I'd love to see you. You know how to reach me, right?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shoot me an email. If you come to Atlanta, I'd love to meet you. Absolutely, Alan.
Sure, and one of these days, whenever you're traveling around, I'll come to see you one of these days. I'm a free spirit. You know, you get guys like me that like to move around here and there.
You're a free spirit. I'm a free spirit. I'll see you on Yonge Street in Toronto. Hey, Alan, I'll talk to you, okay?
Yeah, always great being on the line with you. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Thank you, Alan, yeah. Yeah, I see people in Atlanta all the time. I'll be at the game saying what's up to the folks. I'll be at the Hawks game. I'm going to go see Steph Curry on Friday. I saw Anthony Edwards. Yeah, I'll be popping in at the games. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to New York. Let's talk to Nate. Nate, you're on CBS Sports Radio. When I say diva, who is the athlete that comes to your mind?
Well, I'm in New York. I remember what happened about a year ago. I remember Antonio Brown. Oh, my goodness. I just can't not think diva when I think of him.
Okay. I mean, I can give a list of reasons why. Do you have any other reasons you want to go ahead and say?
Well, firstly, the thing with the Buccaneers that happened last year against the Jets.
Yeah.
With the pulling the jersey off, throwing it into the stands, hyping up the crowd. I think that was like a massive diva move. And I would say all the way going back to Raiders, the helmets, or going back to Steelers, he's always been that guy who just needs that negative attention.
Yeah, he froze his feet to the point that he burned them. Yeah. Well, thank you, Nate. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good night, Jack.
You as well. What an excellent call. He said everything that he needed to say. He gave me the name. He gave the reasons, and he did it in 50 seconds, and we had a conversation. What an excellent call. He didn't take a year and a day. He got right to the point. Antonio Brown is definitely someone I thought about and considered. But this much I know. Can you consider him to be a diva? Yeah. I consider him to be someone who has a problem. This man has had problems pre-NFL, before then. It's actually sad. And so can you consider him to be a diva, Instagram, Facebook Live in the locker room? Yes, but that man has, he got problems, okay? I can look at this entire list here of people that I named, Terrell Owens, Barry Bonds, Aaron Rodgers, Kyrie Irving, Brett Favre, A-Rod. Some of these guys I've met, some of them I haven't. I know from firsthand experience and even secondhand experience and even mutual friend experience that Antonio Brown got, he got problems. That's why I ain't putting him on the diva list. He got life issues. And it don't have nothing to do with no Vontaze Burfict hit. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is here from Louisville. Who's the diva, Kevin, please?
JR, you're the diva.
Oh, thank you, JR, Kevin. Who else?
I've been out of the loop. I'm sorry. Got the best blessing of my life. Had my first grandchild born. I haven't been listening to you, but
good. Congratulations, anyway. future diva.
Granddaughter. Golly. Good.
She will be a diva.
I'll tell you what, Dennis Rodman was one of them divas, and a bigger diva back in the day was John McEnroe.
Yeah,
people probably don't remember that stuff, but they were divas in my mind.
You cannot be serious. That's one of the all-time great temper tantrums from an all-time great tennis player.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and JR, I'm back in the loop listening to you because everything's good. So
good.
Love you, man. I still got brisket and hash brown casserole up here, man. You ain't came back?
Thank you. I'll make sure I swing on by to Louisville. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Love you, man.
Love you, too. Thank you so much. Bye. And congratulations on your little one. It's always nice when people have grandbabies. Good for him. Got a little granddaughter. Now, she's a real diva. Yeah, you can't forget John McEnroe. John McEnroe turned all of his temper tantrums, all of his controversies, all of his talking, all of his personality, he's turned it into being the premier, I'd say premier talent, host, broadcaster for tennis. And people were killing this dude for being a petulant child, breaking the racket and screaming at the umpires and just beefing with everybody. He's not the only dude. I could have put Keyshawn Johnson on this list. Keyshawn Johnson had a whole book, Give Me the Damn Ball. They called Keyshawn Johnson Meeshawn, and he was not afraid of it. He had to apologize to his own teammate, Wayne Krabet, talking about how much better he is than his own teammate. Whoa. Yeah, Keyshawn was a diva, and now he's on ESPN. Good for him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. When I say diva, the first name that comes to my brain, Alex Rodriguez. I'm going to get to more of your calls. Who are some of the all-time divas in sports? We'll get to your calls. Of course, we'll talk Aaron Rodgers, Ja Morant. Final Four is upon us, or March Madness is. We got a lot to do here on CBS Sports Radio.
Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free.